As we go along, I'll want to talk to you about these charts. I will make extensive use of them in order to help us understand what the very complex processes in addiction. We'll go as part of the lecture through at least the high points of the Bill Wilson Jung letters. And then I want very specifically, although this is going to be in the somewhat in the lecture, I want to talk to you about psychic reality, the importance of that in understanding Jung's psychology and understanding this work in addictions. And I'm going to read to you a very interesting dream from a lucid dreamer and researcher from the Stanford University Sleep Research Center, and also an illustrative dream that shows what happens when we ignore psychic reality. That is where the dream ego itself is confused between inner and outer reality. And that is absolutely central to our work. If that idea can be put over by the end of our workshop, then something worthwhile will have come of this workshop. I also want to make some suggestions of maybe overnight readings for you in Witness to the Fire and also in the drama of the Gifted Child. Any questions?
Yeah, right.
So I want to begin this lecture with two poems taken from a book by Ashley Montague entitled Growing Young. This book is part of a large background and understanding of the human being that makes possible the healing of our neurotic afflictions, our addictions. This is from Lewis McNeice, Prayer Before Birth. I am not yet born. Oh, fill me with strength against those who would freeze my humanity, would dragoon me into a lethal automaton, would make me a cog in a machine, a thing with one face, a thing, and against all those who would dissipate my entirety, would blow me like thistledown hither and thither, or hither and thither like water held in the hand would spill me. Let them not make me a stone, and let them not spill me, otherwise kill me. And the other is from T.S. Eliot's Burnt Norton. Go, said the bird, for the leaves were full of children, hidden excitedly, containing laughter. Go, 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 said the bird. Humankind cannot bear very much reality. Now, the question we ask in this workshop is, can we bear enough reality so as to overcome significantly our addictions or help others, guide others in overcoming theirs, both and, of course. Now, my reasons for giving this workshop are as follows. For one thing, I want to read at least portions of the correspondence that occurred between Bill Wilson, one of the co-founders of AA, and Carl Jung in January of 1961. This was a short time, well, 6 months roughly, before Jung died on June the 6th. I want to share with you, secondly, also something of my own addiction. Three, a Jungian contribution to the understanding and the healing of addictions, I think, is long overdue, and thank God for a book such as Witness to the Fire. And I think the reason for that is because so many of the books, while very, very good in giving us pictures of addiction and also giving us some structures for healing, do not emphasize enough, in my view, the dynamic of the process, and particularly through the use of dreams. For specifically, I find that most of the literature before this reason does not go deep enough and does not connect various addictive factors and healing process into an integral dynamic whole. And five, I want to put even the Jungian literature into a larger context, coming from principles found in every evolutionary process and repeated according to Jung in human development. And these are principles that I will discuss and show you in context. They are the principles under work. If you'll look at this first figure, under work you'll find differentiation, under love, communion, under play, interiority. Now these are principles that cultural evolutionists find in every evolutionary process. And it's very interesting that that Jung, in his article on the development of personality, discusses three principles of human development, and they are called definiteness, wholeness, and ripeness. And I suggest to you that that they are similar, absolutely similar to these three: differentiation, communion, and interiority. And then there's a fourth principle, the principle of integration, which for me becomes synchronicity. Finally, I want to name with you what I think most of us already know, and yet the naming is important, that there is an original addiction that underlies all addictions. The response of the child to the narcissistic parent's original sin. And I'd like to test out with you whether this naming is correct, and particularly if it adds to the healing of addictions, which I truly believe it does. All right, now let's get to the letters between Wilson and C.G. Jung. Did you get it? So this is Bill Wilson writing to Jung on January the 23rd, 1961. He introduces himself as one of the co-founders of AA. And he says, through Roland H., I want to share with you the connection that exists between you as a psychoanalyst and the development of our program. And he goes into his understanding of the relationship between Roland H. that developed in the 30s, okay, when this young man came to Jung and with this drinking affliction. In the process of analysis, he stopped drinking, finished his work with Jung, and then a few months later lapsed back into drinking, returned to Jung, and Jung, in effect, said to him that that he could not help him unless he went through a spiritual conversion.